In this section, we have news of Kett's Heights being closed temporarily to sort out a dangerous tree, and we hear about the success of some local events. We start with a report of a fancy dress event in Anglia Square. Norwich shopping area was transformed into a superhero training arena as aspiring Batmans and Black Widows got the chance to don their capes and fly. The Anglia Square Super Saturday event made a triumphant return to the city this weekend as hordes of hopeful heroes took on the new secret identities. The event was bigger and better than ever before, with families enjoying activities at the square from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. with an autism hour from 9:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Children enjoyed the event's creation station, where they got the chance to create their own superhero capes, badges and masks. And attendees learned how to use their superpowers as they met idols Iron Man, Spider-Man and Black Widow, who taught them to use super ropes on the bouncy castle before gaining super school graduation certificates. All the money raised from the donations will be given to the Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind.
A Norwich craft fair, which was cancelled because of high winds, was described as a glorious success after the rescheduled event. The Norwich Crafts in the Garden event, which sees between 500 and 1,000 visitors each year, was at Chapelfield Gardens on Saturday, August the 31st, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The event was postponed from earlier in the month due to high winds. Norwich Centenary Rotary Club president Chris Rees said, "It's been a glorious day. The sun is shining. We had a great day with 70 craft stalls from across Norfolk and Suffolk, four local singers, a ukulele orchestra and a dance troupe. We are really pleased with the public support for the craft fair and for the Boudicca Breast Cancer Appeal and have raised several thousand pounds for charity. After having to move the date, we were concerned we would not be able to let enough people know about it, but the turnout was really positive."
Last week, 15 children crowded into a veterinary surgery to don scrubs and carry out operations. But the children were in fancy dress, and the fake surgeries were performed on toy animals, as the 7 to 12-year-olds were taking part in Young Vets Clubs, which teaches children about animal welfare. The all-day event was held at Westover Veterinary Centre in Hainford, where TV presenter and vet Jess French works. She said, "Children naturally want to look after animals, but often don't know how best to do it, and it's not often you get to go behind the scenes." The group had a tour of the surgery, tending to animals at a handling station, including chicks, and learned to bandage a horse's leg. The children were from all over Norfolk and made a donation to Wildlife Veterinary Service to participate.
Kett's Heights, which offers visitors panoramic views of the city from a steep, secluded spot on Kett's Hill, was closed to the public for more than a week after a sycamore tree above a gas pipe was damaged during a storm. Norwich City Council carried out repair works, including a gas inspection, to make the tree safe between Tuesday, August the 20th and Wednesday, August the 28th, when the site was reopened. A spokesman from Friends of the Kett's Heights said, "I've been informed that the site is open again now. Hopefully, the work has been completed and the site will stay open." A Norwich City Council spokesperson confirmed that all works on the site were completed on the 28th of August. They said work at Kett's Heights was completed and it reopened immediately afterwards. And now for our first feature by Keith Skipper, who was prompted by the recent reactions to the Helter Skelter installation in Norwich Cathedral to recall his experience with such structures and his childhood memories of attending church. Our reader is Judy Hawkins.